Boise Circus performer Kareem Jackson is taking a very old art and using it to contemplate race and gender identity. He comes to the circus as an aerialist, performing with silks, hoops, trapeze, and his favorite, straps, considered the most difficult of the aerial disciplines. He learned the joys of expression with his body and the rigors of training as a high school and college cheerleader in Atlanta, Georgia. He started taking aerial classes after he moved to Idaho and translated those cheerleading skills to thrive in the circus arts. Arlie Summer brings us his story as a part of the Expressive Idaho series.
It's always been my kid-like dream to be in the circus, and I'm doing it at 31, so here we are. My name is Kareem Jackson. I am a circus artist, and I am from Boise, Idaho. The circus is a very big spectrum of different arts and skills. Acrobats are more on the ground. Aerialists are primarily in the air. So I'm an aerialist, and my specialty is aerial straps. And I also do trapeze and silks. I usually practice about 4 to 5 times a week. Circus is certainly one of the things where you get what you put into it. It definitely keeps you very active. Let's go ahead and add a compressed pike in the middle. Yeah! Make sure to take some time to breathe. I am at Asana Rock Climbing Gym. They have a wonderful aerial setup where I teach aerial classes. For this today, we're going to be doing a group lesson on straps, but we usually rehearse and practice for about an hour, kind of going over conditioning skills and then trying some more technical skills towards the end. These are straps. They're connected to like a rigging plate and a few different carabiners that are attached. Oh, you got it. Remember to breathe. It's a humbling experience and a really special one because it forces you to be really in tune with your body and to listen. Just when you feel like you're not gonna like improve or you've plateaued, then the breakthrough happens and it makes that grind of putting the dedication towards it even more sweet. As a circus artist, as a queer male, as a black male, just being able to have those spaces where you feel safe, I think is important all around and really drove me to create that community. Because I feel like you create the best when you feel supported. Circus has transformed from the big tent, like Spiegel tents, to very modern adaptations. You should have a reason to be performing versus just doing skills to music. You could use it to tell a story that's already been made, but on the other end of the spectrum, it can be very heavy. In 2020, we had the death of George Floyd, and that was just such a moment for me, kind of being here in Idaho because I'm originally from Atlanta. There were lots of feelings at that time, frustration and sadness, and there are just so many emotions happening at once. To try to put them into words was hard.
Strange Fruit is it's a heavy song. If you take a moment to sit with it, it touches on a lot of really heavy things in the South that were happening. And my apparatus is straps. Straps in and of themselves are something that you hang from and you suspend from. So it was really powerful to be able to tell that story with an apparatus that I love and to express those emotions without actually having to speak on them, and something that can be shown and processed versus trying to find the words to describe a entire culture's life and their experience. Pastoral scene of
the gallant South. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.